This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 26th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's the 85th day of 2022 and officially spring. Tonight, at 8:30, you can do your part to save our planet. It'll be Earth Hour. It's a worldwide event, and you can turn off your power for 60 minutes or more and participate with people throughout the world who strive to save the Earth. We've moved our clocks forward and have more light in our days. As this season's name indicates, we and all of nature can spring forth. It's our time for renewal. The animals emerge from hibernation. The birds return from the south. We have likely seen our first robin. The cold, icy winter is behind us, and the rain and sun will bathe us and wash away the dirt and nurture us. Spring brings beauty and light, and when we look, we will witness the transformation. The metamorphosis as it occurs can remind us that we, as inhabitants of Earth, all 7 billion plus of us, have time to evolve and grow. Our past years and months have given us experience and readied us to live this spring 2022 well. Despite the crises of war, famine, pandemic, we are at a point where we can still make the best of each day. We have the ability to transform our lives and make individual positive changes and move toward and arrive at positive outcomes. It is spring, and this transformative time can energize us. We can clean our homes, clean our workspaces, and we can also clean our minds and rid ourselves of doubt, despair, and negativity. We need not be held back from living well each day. Rather than stand still and try to keep things as they are, we can embrace change. We can seek knowledge, guidance, and anything we may need to help us make our dreams a reality. Each spring day brings new opportunities. We can move in sync with nature's rebirth and blossom and bloom as happiness grows and radiates from us. The seeds we plant, the work we do in our gardens will bring life from under the dark earth and yield crops we can harvest. And we can take steps to achieve peace, happiness, and gain the satisfaction of participating in nature's birthing season. We can emerge renewed, hopeful, and empowered to continue our life's journey. And we can arrive where we wish to be. There is good in every day. All we need do is look around and see what we have to be grateful for. This spring, we can be inspired to do what we can to help one another. We can dedicate ourselves to pursue a good life and share love and kindness and what we have as well. There's nothing wrong in doing for ourselves and strengthening ourselves in mind and body first, and then doing what makes us happy. We can write our to-do lists, we can pursue our goals, and then we can have happiness and joy to share and make life better for others too. Love and kindness are never wasted, and we can be thankful we have something to share. We are empowered and recharged, and then we're able to stand with the innocent, shed light on bullies of the world, help defeat the ambition of tyrants. And every little step we take in solidarity with our brave and good human sisters and brothers counts. Each of us needs to know that we matter and what we do matters. Regardless of what we want from life this spring day, we can move towards it. None of us knows everything. We don't know what we don't know. But we can ask questions, and we can get answers, and we can rely on expert advice to help us reach our goals. Here, the From a Woman's Perspectives team is happy to support you on your journey and help you any way we can. At the end of this hour, you'll have some of the facts you need to make informed decisions and be prepared to move forward in your life and help you make a better world. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. So each small step we take can be positive and help achieve a brighter future. So let's get started and learn from the experts. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So you talked about many things, but last time you said you were going to talk about affording our healthcare costs. So let's get to it.
Sounds good. This year, we have a project that we're working on with our clients called What If? And it starts by asking the question, what are the circumstances that might impact your financial future? Not really surprising, one of the main topics that comes to people's minds that they want to talk about is a question of health. What happens if they require expensive care? What happens if they need long-term care? It's an important question. Healthcare costs for those who need it can be very expensive. Affording the quality and type of care you want takes planning. The conversations we have are including discussions like, what is your family situation? Some people have the benefit of close family who would be willing and able to provide some level of support. Other people don't. Who would act as your power of attorney for finances or for personal care if you don't have someone able, willing, or that you feel you can rely on? What are your options? Because there are options out there. What's the level of spending in retirement? If someone's planning and able to afford a high level of spending throughout their retirement, most likely their budget can absorb some of these costs, as typically when you have to spend a lot of money on health expenses, you aren't spending them on other discretionary items. For someone spending a more average amount, we need to discuss, would there be enough cash flow to generate, to be able to cover the cost of care? What are your potential backup plans? If expensive care is required and there aren't enough liquid assets to provide the income needed, what are other assets we might be able to utilize? And what would that look like? Do we have a gap? What are the strategies out there to fill a gap if one is identified? And again, there are some strategies available. A big issue for couples on the healthcare front is, what if one of you requires care, but the other is healthy? How do you do both? Afford the quality of care needed for one, but also maintain the standard of living for the other? How would this scenario financially impact an eventual survivorship scenario? Marilyn, you've heard me say it before. We want to plan happy, healthy, active to at least 95. But proper planning makes sure we also ask the what if questions. What is your backup plan? Are you comfortable with whatever that plan may be? or do we have a gap? And if we have a gap, what are the options, and how do you protect yourself and your family? By identifying these issues and talking them through before they even become a problem, identifying strategies, and if needed, putting contingencies in place, it provides peace of mind that you and your family will be okay, so you can retire comfortably with confidence in your financial well-being.
Well, Leslie, everything you say makes sense. And for those listening who want to be proactive about planning their future and living a good one, the best way to do it is ask those what-if hard questions and get answers. And if you want guidance from an expert, then plan on calling Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the Farwell Group. The number, Leslie?
416-863-7501.
One call gets you started, and peace of mind will be yours once you've found your answers. Leslie, thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will also join us, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. And there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses an issue and explains how we deal with it naturally. And she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about a hormone called cortisol and how it affects our health. So really, balance is the key when it comes to the hormone called cortisol. And it's a hormone that's produced in the adrenal glands. And it performs a number of really important functions. It actually helps to reduce inflammation, regulates blood pressure, helps with glucose control, and it actually even helps to formulate memories. So a lot of these tasks contribute to cortisol's role in controlling what we call the fight or flight response. So, you know, what happens when our body senses danger, this hormone cortisol kicks in with this physiological response, and it actually enables you to either, run away from the danger or to fight it. So what happens, our heartbeat increases, the blood flows to our muscle groups, and our nervous system's on hyper alert. From an evolutionary perspective, these responses really make a lot of sense. But because we're under so much stress in our modern life, and we're under a lot of chronic stress, it actually can affect us in some negative ways. So how it particularly affects us, it can actually lead to things like hypertension, irritability, weight gain, headaches, memory problems. There's a huge list of things that excessive cortisol can do. So I can't go through it today, all of it, but certainly it has a big issue in terms of inflammatory responses in the body. And especially for menopausal women, these symptoms can be particularly pronounced. So what happens is at the end of menstruation, when we're reaching close to menopause, cortisol levels will rise, and these can actually make menopausal symptoms worse. And more importantly, it actually is really contributes to a frequent complaint that I see with postmenopausal women, and that's excess belly fat. And certainly in women who are currently menstruating, excess cortisol can actually lead to heavy, painful, or even absent periods. So it has a big role to play in terms of it can really affect our daily lives. So next week, I'm actually going to talk about some steps to help to balance cortisol levels naturopathically.
Well, I didn't know that having high levels of cortisol would be bad for me. Now I do. If someone wants to talk to you about their health and some of the symptoms and maybe explore the fact that they might have too much cortisol, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Call Dr. Betty. A complimentary consultation is yours for the asking. Again, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing more about cortisol next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, katherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Every word counts. When you miss hearing parts of sentences, you can miss the meaning and are unable to respond as you would wish to. In spring of 2022, no one need miss even one word of a conversation. We can all participate, so long as we care for our ears and, when necessary, opt for the amazing hearing aids that are available to us. Someone who knows all about hearing aids and our hearing, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, joins us now to address our needs so we can hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk about how correct you actually are. People don't need to miss out on great conversations, but what they do have to do is take the necessary steps to hear their best. Now, first and foremost, let's get this out of the way. We recommend everyone over the age of 50 get a hearing test done at least every other year. This is a way that you at least have a history of hearing assessments should things change. And we all know change is one of those things that is a constant in our lives. Now, today I wanted to talk about one of the most common things that people in denial say when it's time that they get their first hearing aids. Now, people actually say they don't want to get hearing aids because it will make them look old. Now, I find this quite humorous because if you look around pretty much anywhere today, many people are commonly wearing things in or around their ears these days. But the reality of what they believe and what others see are two very different things. The person in denial believes that the hearing aid is what will make them look old, but this is furthest from the truth. Seeing someone who isn't responding appropriately, having great difficulty with simple conversations, and having people withdraw from social activities are much more age-defining behaviors. What we find is that when people take the necessary steps to help themselves hear better, they actually live better too. We experience this transformation firsthand every day, and I can assure anyone who's experiencing hearing loss is capable of this too. Which brings me to my happy story for today. Kate is someone we've met recently who was referred to us by her friend. Kate had admitted that she didn't really move forward because she had heard about other people who weren't successful with their hearing aids, from noises that they were hearing to fitting-related issues or whatever the case might have been. She believed that all of those things were going to happen to her as well, but she had reached a point where she needed to do something. So what we did was we do our normal conversation, hearing test, and then we actually fit her with a set of hearing aids so that she can actually live with them firsthand in her own time, in her own space, for about a week. And I had her come back this week, and she actually was doing amazingly well. She says, I can't believe just how easier my life got, just simply because I could hear better. So take matters into your own hands. Take the time, take the steps. Live your best life by hearing your best as well.
Edmund, I really appreciate that message because I get tired of hearing how many people say, oh, my friend has hearing aids. They're not happy. I'm not trying. Everybody's different. You deserve to give yourself a chance. It's spring. Get your hearing tested if you haven't done it recently and explore the possibilities. You may find that it makes your life easier and better. Edmund, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
You can hear your best. Don't be in denial. It's spring. Make sure that summer, fall, and winter, you are participating in conversations and enjoying life. Thanks again, Edmund. I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When you find yourself alone and ready to share your life with someone new, an experienced matchmaker who has earned her Cupid wings can introduce you to the right person. Her name, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a kind of a cute conversation earlier this week with a gentleman. He's a young guy, not too old anyway, young to me, 39, and he's a doctor. But the interesting thing about him is his mother was sort of the impetus for him joining the service. So he called up and he said, you know, my mom's been nagging me about joining your service. So anyway, he ended up joining, very nice, and I matched him, actually, interestingly enough, with someone whose mother also nagged her to join the service. So I thought, what a perfect match. Anyway, she's a young girl, and she's an epidemiologist. So I thought, wow, what a great match. You know, two people, science, medicine, clearly their families want them to get on with their lives and meet someone, you know, enough of spending years in academia, learning all sorts of things so you can have a great career. It's nice to work on your personal life as well. So it was very exciting to get them together, and I'm really hoping that it works out for them.
Well, it sounds like you can match anyone. I've heard such nice stories from you. And I think that the thing that's important is that sometimes it's easier to get a match from someone recommended by mom as opposed to have mom do the matchmaking. For people who have friends and family who wish they had a spouse or someone to share your life with, how do we go about it?
Well, the best thing to do is call our office and arrange an interview. It's a free consultation, so it doesn't obligate you. It'll give you a much better idea of how the service works and what you can expect and what's available in your area that meets your criteria. Or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, send us an email, or use the chat feature, which is not a robot. It's an actual person at the other end talking to you and giving you more information, just in case you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you have more questions. That's a great way to contact us as well.
Well, Cupid works with people of all ages, and I know you have a success rate of 75% for people over 70. So regardless of your age, if you have friends or family who need Cupid, feel free to recommend her or use her yourself. The number, 416-777-6302. That's Misty River Introductions, Cupid Linda Miller. Thank you, Linda. I love that story. I look forward to hearing something different next week.
Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
Next, we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll learn more about CARP from its chief operating officer, Bill Van Gorder. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown, and it's spring.
You know what, Marilyn? It's a pleasure to be here. And I wanted to talk today about some healthy choices when we want a snack. You know, as the weather's getting better and we're getting to be outside a little bit more, maybe we're going to take lunch with us. Maybe we're going to meet a friend and share lunch. And I think it's important that we think about what we can choose as a healthy alternative. You know, my own feeling is that when in doubt, go for vegetables. Whether we're talking about carrots and celery, whether we're putting carrots and celery in hummus, whether we're looking at cucumbers or tomatoes, whatever we're thinking about, usually vegetables will fit the category. And you can't overeat vegetables. Pick different colors and you get different vitamins. You know, the yellow vegetables give you vitamin A, which is really good for your eyesight. The green vegetables have lots of antioxidants. And the bottom line is when in doubt, vegetables fit the bill. Now, some people eat lots of fruit as well, and fruit is healthy, but it's much higher in calories and much higher in sugar. So I like to go for the high fiber fruits, and that includes berries in particular, which are really healthy, take longer to digest, and so they don't raise your blood sugar. Something like pineapple or watermelon or some of those very sweet grapes actually increase your blood sugar, and so you want to be careful not to overeat that. But the bottom line is you want to be happy in terms of what your choices are. You don't want to feel guilty. And if you're really hungry, go for the vegetables.
And making a good choice is being knowledgeable and taking charge of your health. And one way you can do that is by looking at and reading The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Dr. Brown gives useful advice in clear language and helps you make sense of medical advice. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and it's available in all good bookstores across Canada and on Amazon as well. The best part is you can ask for it at your bookstore and they'll get it in as well. So remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And remember, you can always call me at 416-504-6777. Order a copy, and I promise to mail it the very next day. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for giving us healthy alternatives and inspiring us to snack well. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
When the spring days make you long to escape to the country and find your own Shangri-La, Realtor Melanie Martin will listen to your wish list and help you find property north of Toronto that will make your heart sing. And she joins us now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I always have a tip. And I think the tip is right now is that don't lose hope. There's always that Shangri-La out there for you. And I see an awful lot more properties coming on the market. So I'm kind of excited for this spring. So I'm going to tell you about the deal of the week this week. It's actually something that would be great for a family that wanted to get out of the city and maybe take their business with them, because this property is a lovely raised bungalow, all nicely upgraded. It's a six-room house, so it's not that huge, but it's at least 1,500 square feet. You have three bedrooms up and one bedroom down, and it has two and a half full bathrooms. But the really good thing about this property is it has a detached workshop that's about 32 by 40 with an insulated upper floor. And this also has a detached two-car garage, along with this home having its own attached two-car garage. So garage galore. But the main thing is that you could bring the in-laws, too, because it's in-law capable downstairs. And actually, the really nice thing about this is this property, 45 acres, has a stream and a pond. So this is the Shangri-La.
And how much is this property?
Oh, I forgot to mention. Taxes are reasonable at $36.69 per year, but the price is the best at $1.2 million. Now, that sounds like a lot to us up here, but it's not. It's really not compared to what you buy in the city.
Well, you're talking to a city mouse, and I think that they say that a bungalow on a small lot in Toronto sells for over $1 million. So when you describe this house and then you add 45 acres to it and you put all these other buildings next to it, including four cars to park, it's amazing. How do you find these deals?
Well, I just look for something that I would like.
Well, that's honest. If someone wants to talk to you about finding a dream home or land north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
Do call me at 1-800-357-4193.
Spring is in the air, and if you wish you had land, lots of land, here's a property with a house and buildings on it, ready to go at $1.2 million, and it's just northwest of Orillia. All you need to do is call Melanie Martin and have the first conversation. 1-800-357-4193. Melanie, thank you. My jaw dropped when you said 45 acres with the house on it for $1.2 million. I'm so impressed.
Yes, and with a stream and a pond and lots of forest around you, it really is the Shangri-La.
It does sound like it. I don't know how you're going to beat this deal of this week next week, but I look forward to our conversation.
All right, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
You too. When spring inspires you to take action, to clean your home, to clean your mind, to take positive steps, you'll find practical solutions to help you by using the ancient Chinese art of living. Our coach, Catherine Wilking, can explain how feng shui can help us understand and achieve function and flow and balance in our lives. Good morning, Catherine.
Hello, good morning, Marilyn, and good morning to you all. We've been talking about spring cleaning a lot here, and I've given you some ideas on how to move through your house a little bit to clean and tidy and sort some of your things. And as you know, I'm going to remind you, the goal is to have what you need and also to surround yourself with the things that bring you joy and the things you love. I was talking with a couple last week, and they had downsized a few years ago and just brought too much stuff with them. The lady had cabinets blocking the windows and the closets were just jammed full. I just don't know how they could manage, seriously. But we talked about the closets. They're a little bit more personal, but they can be easier to cull using a little logic. First of all, sort the clothes out that don't fit. People are hanging on to things that they really just should say goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. Sort out the work clothes versus the nicer casual styles. And if you're not working full-time, you really don't need a full work wardrobe. So keep that in mind. And then pare the closet and drawers down to a reasonable number of items. What I'm finding is that people that won't pare down, they have huge issues when they need to physically downsize. This includes furniture, memorabilia, and miscellaneous storage. And the reality is, if you don't make a plan to deal with these big things, but also what to do with your treasures. Make a plan, and because some of those decisions will eventually be made by a third party, like your kids or even a lawyer. Life moves quickly. The time to make a plan is now. Last week, I mentioned an e-booklet that shows you 8 ways to repurpose your favorite jewelry pieces and get them out of the box. If you'd still like to receive this booklet for one more week, please call in and let me know. I'm at 905-599-2693. Or you can email me directly, Catherine@CatherineWilking.com, and I'll send it right over. If the topic of feng shui seems to resonate with you and you'd like to learn more, I do have group classes, private sessions, and lively talks for your group, and all guaranteed to help you find the balance and love your life again. There's so many more tips on my website, CatherineWilking.com. Let's have a virtual coffee chat, and let's see if feng shui can work magic in your environment. Again, 905-599-2693.
Feng Shui coach Catherine Wilking is a magician, and she can help you find joy and happiness by organizing your home using Feng Shui, the ancient Chinese art. All you have to do to learn about it, to understand it, and to move forward in your life is give Catherine a call at 905-599-2693. Thank you for your inspirational words today, Catherine. We all need to house clean for spring.
My pleasure. See you next week.
Often we want to make a difference, to be an advocate for positive changes, but we feel our individual voice isn't enough. However, for those of us who are members of CARP, we can join our voices to 330,000 others and be agents of change, especially in the next election. Now, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder, joins us, and he's going to elaborate on CARP's work. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for inviting me again today. By now, you know, we all know that Ontario Election Day is Thursday, June the 2nd, about 75 days away from when we're talking today. And CARP members in Ontario will make a difference in the provincial election this year. You know that over 95% of CARP members vote. That's over 209,000 voters here in Ontario. If you're a CARP member, or if you join CARP, you will have the power. Over 5 million eligible voters in Ontario are over the age of 60. And CARP's priority for older Ontarians are nonpartisan and should be able to be embraced by all the party leaders and the candidates. And CARP members say they're going to hold their chosen party and their candidates accountable. If they won't change, CARP says change your vote. CARP members want action now. The needs are immediate. But what can you personally do? First of all, educate yourself on the issues that are most important to our demographic. Demand that your candidate address these issues and get a commitment that will act swiftly. Share your concerns with candidates who knock on your door. Attend the all-candidate meetings and ask questions about the issues. Phone your candidate, email your candidate, write a letter to your local newspaper. Share these concerns with your friends. Vote only for a candidate that will act on the issues that are important to you. And support CARP with your ongoing membership to hold them accountable. You know, CARP surveyed and talked with our members, and they told us that CARP's 5 election issues should be: 1, home care, which is understaffed and underfunded. 2, long-term care that needs to be transformed from warehouse to care house. Healthcare crisis in Ontario. Ontario's hospital-centered model isn't able to keep up with the demand now, and the future even looks worse. We want fitness for prevention. The government should support a lifetime of fitness. And finally, vaccination for prevention. Ontario needs an accessible, universal immunization for all seniors that includes COVID, high-dose flu, pneumonia, and shingles. Over the next 3 weeks, I want to talk to you about each of these specific issues. This week, I just mentioned home care. Almost all Ontarians say they want to stay in their own home as they age, and it's much cheaper to care for a patient in their own home. You know, it's very rare for a policy decision that is both good for the patients and good for the budget. That's true about this one. The cheaper solution is the best solution. And the math makes sense. Home care costs an average of $103 a day, much less than $182 a day it costs in a nursing home, and certainly a lot cheaper than the $1,000 a day in an Ontario hospital. Well, that's just one area. Next week, we'll talk more about home care in more detail. But for now, start making your personal plans for influencing the election in Ontario. Remember, you can make a difference. Be a part of the movement to support CARP's 5 election planks. You too can make a difference.
Together we are stronger and we're better. And I'm so happy to add my voice to CARP's. And thank you, Bill, for sharing that information. I want to remind the people who are listening who aren't yet members of CARP that they can join by logging on to carp.ca/Marilyn. And gratefully, I'm able to offer a deal. So $14.95 for the year and also $24.95 for the combo, which gives you CARP for a year and Zoomer Magazine for a year. I've already saved enough in CARP benefits to more than pay for years of CARP. So thank you for everything, Bill. And I look forward to educating myself and having my listeners educated as well next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. See you next week.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Since I spoke last Saturday about Diane and her wardrobe for her adventure to Portugal, I had a few calls from individuals who plan to travel this spring. Each had a different destination and purpose for traveling. For example, Alice will be traveling to a family wedding in Niagara-on-the-Lake in June. Catherine plans to meet friends for a weekend in New York City in July. Helen will be flying to Chicago for a 50th anniversary party in May. They each wanted my advice on what to take, and in each instance, my answer started with questions. What's your itinerary? Is there a special event? If so, what attire, if any, have you been requested to wear? Do you have certain personal preferences or needs? Allison answered quickly. The family wedding will be for her niece. Each person in the wedding party will be wearing a short dress in a neutral palette. The wedding will be outdoors. Once she shared this information, we could narrow the field of what we needed for the occasion. She'll be wearing a short dress, likely a neutral to fit in with the rest of the family, and perhaps a subtle print if we find just the right colors. She'll wear shoes with block heel or platform or flats so she can be comfortable on the grass and not sink in stilettos. Since evening can be cool, Allison will also take a shawl or soft tailored jacket to complete her look and guarantee her comfort. Allison is allergic to bees, so she's going to have an EpiPen in her evening bag. Allison's family wedding will include a brunch, a dinner, and lunch the day after the wedding. She was told each event will be casual and informal. Knowing in advance the what, where, and who helps determine most appropriate items to pack and to wear. As you'll see on my How to Pack a Suitcase instruction sheet, you can easily organize what you take and follow your agenda. Ask yourself, what will I wear to travel? What will I need for day one, morning, noon, and night? Day two, and so on. Then lay out your clothes to fit your schedule and determine your footwear to go along with it. Take enough underwear and socks so you don't need to launder, and then you're ready to pack. 8 pieces of clothing, when you build it using a color capsule, will give you at least 24 changes. And then you can use accessories to spice things up, and you'll be ready to put things in your suitcase without worrying about if you have enough. When you know the details of your trip, you can pack so that you can live out of your suitcase comfort as long as you're away. And of course, it's essential to know your personal needs and make certain you take everything you need to keep you safe, well, and comfortable, and looking your best. My How to Pack a Suitcase instructions are on marylins.ca. That's marylins.ca. You just click on Marylins, the store, and then on Fashion Tips and How To's, and you'll see the sheet and you can print it off. Each of us are unique and our needs vary. But you'll never say, I wish I'd brought such and such, when you take the time to plan and organize well in advance. As Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, I'll gladly help any woman put her best travel pack together. Just call me at 416-504-6777 and set a date and time. Then bring your itinerary, pack your suitcase with the items you plan to take already, and then wheel it in and we'll go from there. Whether you travel near or far, however long a time you plan to be away, you'll never have regrets when you plan in advance. Your suitcase can become your closet and have everything you want and need in it. So when you plan your next time away, feel free to include me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor and gladly help you be ready for everything. One call to 416-504-6777 and we can chat and start planning. Next, after a short message, Christine the health coach will explain how to ease joint pain with weight training, and then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will tell us how to ensure a seamless transition from house to condo. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Easing joint pain with strength training. Strength training may also enhance range of motion in many joints, so you'll be able to bend and reach with greater ease. In a random controlled study of 32 men, after 16 weeks of workouts, men doing strength training alone or combined with cardiovascular training had significantly greater range of motion in all 5 of the joints tested than men who remained inactive. Among those doing just cardiovascular activities, range of motion improved in only 1 of the joints that were tested. In one study, women in their 60s or 70s who had knee osteoarthritis or a knee replacement did strength training twice a week for 13 weeks. By the end of the study, women had improved their ability to walk, climb, stairs, and balance. Strength training can definitely ease pain and improve quality of life. So if you would like a complimentary consultation, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You don't know what you don't know, and you don't win with inactivity. However, you can ease joint pain with strength training, and Christine will offer you a complimentary consultation so you know exactly how to do it. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. 4084. Thanks for that valuable information, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, we will.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, the only person you'll ever need when you plan to downsize, declutter, or move, Senior Move Manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I thought this week I'd talk today about a couple of trends I've been seeing among our clients and really how these wise older adults, with our personalized advice and support, can keep their transitions running smoothly and cost effectively. Spring's traditionally when people's thoughts turn to moving, but let's face it, COVID dealt the world a whammy, and especially so for some of our clients who are already facing some health and mobility challenges. Before the pandemic, Moving Seniors with a Smile was definitely managing more moves directly from houses or townhouses into retirement residences. People were delighted to trade in their stairs, home maintenance responsibilities, and meal planning for lovely suites within complexes that often felt more like resorts. There were opportunities for on- and off-site social activities that were fun and engaging. There were also yummy, balanced, chef-inspired meals that one didn't have to even think about, much less prepare. Retirement residences also offered an appealing safety factor for loved ones who worried about mom and or dad still living on their own. Of course, with all the moves we managed into retirement residences, there were always those among our clients who chose to relocate to condos as an interim option, with the idea of potentially later moving to retirement residences if and when they felt like it. As COVID upended our world, though, it also shifted people's understanding of safety and even socialization. Moving to congregate settings, even within the pricier retirement residences, no longer felt quite as ideal amid a global pandemic. And in order to make things as safe as possible for the residents, opportunities for daily activities, meals in the dining room, and really all in-person social interactions took a major hit. While every attempt was made to get eligible residents and staff fully vaccinated and boosted, there were always those who made personal decisions that increased others' concerns about their own safety. So with real estate prices continuing to surge, indeed prices have been rising virtually nonstop now over the last quarter of a century, many of our young at heart clients have made the choice to purchase larger condos with the idea that if more health supports were eventually needed, a second or third bedroom could house a personal support worker. Managing personal risk by planning ahead in this way has become a trend that we're seeing much more often. Of course, this trend has created even more of a demand for reliable contractors and renovators who are creating some awesome condo suite upgrades for our clients. Chef kitchens, accessible bathrooms, light and bright spaces make for some beautifully designed and safe living spaces. But beware. I can't tell you how many delays we've seen over the last year or so, because as those of us can attest who have lived through renovations in more normal times, rentals take longer and cost more than you think they will. If there's not some contingency planning done, time-wise, houses close on schedule, so the moves have to go ahead, and our seamless transitions can become a little less so when contractors are still busy on site and your furnishings and boxes have to be unloaded in two rooms instead of seven or eight. So if there's a move in your future and there are renovations in the mix, do keep in mind delays are the norm. There will likely be supply chain issues as well as labor shortages. But you know, our wise clients who have made the condo choice tell me that it's all worth it. Of course, it didn't hurt they chose to work with an award-winning senior move manager and her flexible dream team, and we try to roll with the glitches when they occur. As one recent appreciative client told us Thursday after contractors left and we were finally able to complete her unpack and setup,
She couldn't have done it all without us.
Well, Lori, I'm sitting here and I know that you have such good experience and that experience counts. It saves people time. It saves people money. It saves people aggravation, and it gives someone the chance to deal with someone who can empathize with the experience because they've lived it before. So if someone wants to have a meeting with you and just conversation so that they can plan ahead, what's the number?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Don't move before you speak to Lori. Thank you, Lori. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We have 89 days until summer. Time to live life well, to be happy, and to make our plans to work towards our goals. Being happy isn't simple. We have to work at it. Living well is a process. Just as we won't have crops to harvest if we don't plant in spring, we won't make our dreams realities unless we plan and strive for our future. Sitting, waiting, watching for what may come won't get us anywhere. We can transform our lives, contribute to making a better life for ourselves, others, and yes, even the world. All it takes is action. Every person who turns their power off tonight at 8:30 will be doing their share to save our planet. We are all part of the human family, and together we do make a difference and we are stronger. It's up to us to dream our dreams, to determine what will bring us happiness and nurture us so we have something for ourselves and something more to share. So don't just sit there. Take action and know what you do this spring will impact on your tomorrow and the days that follow. The best time to act is now. Determine what seeds you wish to plant and what crops you will harvest. Now is our time to ask our questions, get our answers, and then determine our best path to making our dreams a reality and reaching our goals. Regardless of what we want from life, know that you have the support of your From a Woman's Perspective team here on Zoomer Radio. Your team has your back. Simply reach out to us. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or just call me personally at 416-504-6777. Approach your life with enthusiasm and know you're doing your best, and you'll have satisfaction in having traveled your personal path and reached your goals on your own terms. Have a wonderful day, a great weekend, and enjoy a fabulous week. And please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspective team here again next Saturday morning at 8. Be well, stay safe, until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and remember, Earth Hour at 8:30.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.